This is the Big E Sports Show
on the Sports Map Radio Network from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
You bet. It is Saturday morning. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell. We are locked and loaded. You don't want to go anywhere over the next 2 hours. We have got an amazing lineup, and we're going to hit on a variety of subjects. To lead off on today's program, my producer's hanging out with the Big E, and that is Jack McCraw. Give him a follow on Twitter, at the Jack McCraw. And he's so excited these days, of course, because his Houston Astros are in the World Series. Of course, Game 3 was last night. But kind of give us your takeaways, Jack. What have you seen so far?
Well, I have seen a great team that, number one, has the best offense in baseball, scored the most runs during the regular season, and has done it through seven great players and good pitching. Of course, the Astros are without Lance McCullers. He hasn't pitched since the Chicago White Sox series and won't be back this postseason. But this group has shown that they're still resilient and they can still fight no matter what. And I got to give a shout out to the Atlanta Braves for even making it this far.
Yeah.
Only winning 88 games, beating the Brewers and the Dodgers to get to this point. It's been a great World Series so far. I can't wait for Game 4 tonight. And of course, I'm cheering on my Houston Astros.
Hey, so talk to me about at the start of the season. Did you anticipate the Astros would be playing for it all?
I had a thought in the back of my mind, but after the shortened 2020 season, which they finished under 500, it was hard for me to fathom that. And, of course, they lost George Springer, so I didn't know how they would be able to replace him. And, of course, they did replace him with a guy named Kyle Tucker, who was all-world this year. They had a rotating pieces in center field, but other guys just stepped up. Yuli Gurriel had an MVP-like season, and he won the batting title. Yordan Alvarez came back with a vengeance and looks like great since his two knee surgeries. And of course, Lance McCullers is having himself an ace season. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with the Astros going forward. But of course, I think they can still win it all, E.
You know, you highlight the players, but I think about their manager, Dusty Baker. I thought he's done a tremendous job bringing these guys all together.
Oh, absolutely. He came on during this cheating scandal, and he knows how to talk to these guys. He's a player's manager, and he's just an easy guy to root for.
Hey, so glad you're with us this morning at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Stick around. We got much more coming your way. We are going to get into some college golf with Larry Miller. Also, the countdown is on to the start of the college basketball season. You bet. ESPN college basketball analyst Fran Franchella will be with us here in Hour 1. Come on back to Sports Map Radio Network and connect with us online at eRadio Sports. We will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back on this Saturday morning Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker Campbell. Always love to connect with our national audience live on Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can email the show, info@eradiosports.com, podcast arena.com, and want to encourage you to download our app for the very best in sports programming and the ultimate digital experience. That is Sports Map Radio. And when you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. And they'll even bring it out to you curbside. They make it so easy. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Think O'ReillyAuto.com. The countdown is on to the start of the college basketball season. I love it. And we are so excited to have with us, that is Fran Franchella. We know him well. ESPN college basketball analyst, one of the best in the business. Good morning, Fran. Nice to have you with us.
Alyssa, it's a pleasure. Yes, we're going to be sitting on our couches watching college football today, but you and I both know college basketball is right around the corner, and I am so excited about the start of the season. I'm actually at a practice right now, the Virginia Tech Hokies. Beautiful time of year here in Virginia, but basketballs are bouncing.
I can hear him in the background. So let's tee off and start. Let's talk about Gonzaga. You know, after losing in that national title game last year, you know, can they get redemption this year and perhaps win it all?
Well, they can. They're going to be really talented. In fact, I'm going to be as we speak, I'll be next couple days, I'll be heading out to Spokane to see Mark Few and the Zags. And they have a very big early season game that I'll be broadcasting when the Longhorns and Chris Beard, the new coach, head up to Spokane. And that should be a fun game. But, yes, they are really talented again. They may have the number one pick in the NBA draft this coming year in Chet Holmgren. He's 7'1", about 200 pounds. Yes, he could slip through a wet straw and come out dry, but he's very talented, very skilled, and Mark Few's got it rolling out there. They're going to be very good and very, very much in the conversation to get to New Orleans.
So, Fran, we are here. We're based in Houston, Sports Map Radio Network, and we, you know, start with talking about Gonzaga. But let's think back to last year's Final Four, UCLA, and we got Baylor and the Houston Cougars. My producer, he wants to know, can Kelvin Sampson, can he get the boys back?
Oh, he can. He absolutely can. I'm going to tell you, they're so much fun to watch. Kelvin may not get the five-star type recruits, but he gets kids who fit the Coug system. They play hard. They're one of the hardest playing teams in the country, and the culture is set for them to continue to be good. And, you know, as someone who knows the Big 12 well, like you do, you know, I'm talking to a former Sooner, I think Houston's going to be a great fit basketball-wise in the Big 12. And Kelvin's team's going to be very good again this year, and because they have that culture of toughness.
ESPN college basketball analyst Fran Franchella is with us at Sports Map Radio Network. So quickly highlight UCLA and Baylor. What are your expectations there, Fran?
Well, they're both teams that are going to be in the top 10 again, and UCLA has everybody back. And it's a little different because Baylor doesn't have everybody back, Alyssa. But Mick Cronin's got five starters back. They've had that experience now of getting a taste of the Final Four. Of course, if you coach at UCLA, it's not about getting to the Final Four. The pressure is always to win a national title because of the great tradition they've had there. But they'll be very, very good. Keep in mind, a guy that I love to watch is Jaime Jaquez, who's a 6'6" wing player who's kind of embodies the toughness that Mick has brought to Westwood. And then Baylor, my buddy Scott Drew down in Waco, they did lose three guys that have all gone off to the NBA. But he's got a great group of guys that have national championship experience, and he's had another really good recruiting year. So Baylor's going to be at the top of the Big 12 along with Texas and Kansas for sure.
Head coach Scott Drew, he always seems to come up with the answers, and that is one of the big questions heading into the 2021 season is how do you replace the best backcourt in school history? You know, it's interesting. Just a moment ago, Fran, you were talking about the new head coach at Texas, since we're focusing on the Big 12 conference right now with Chris Beard. But come on, we got to talk about the Oklahoma Sooners. They got a new head coach, too. What are your expectations in Norman and at the Lloyd Noble Center, LNC?
Yeah, Porter Moser is the new coach there. He comes from Loyola. Yeah, and back two years ago, I think your listeners may remember that the Loyola Ramblers were a surprise team to get to the Final Four, which they did. And now, you know, you and I both know Joe Castiglione and how good and sharp a guy he is. Mm-hmm. He was able to get Porter to come to Norman and replace, you know, a Hall of Famer in Lon Kruger. And it's really interesting. There's always coaching change in the Big 12, Alyssa, but here's the interesting thing. Last season, there were six of the 10 schools coached by Final Four coaches. We've had some retirements and changes, and we still have six schools who've been coached by Final Four coaches because Chris Beard moves over. He does what I call the Texas two-step from Lubbock to Austin.
Right.
That will not go over well.
That's a hard crossover, Fran.
February 1st. Circle February 1st because that's the day the Longhorns go to Lubbock, and that will be appointment TV when Chris Beard goes back to Lubbock. And you and I both know how much interest there will be there. But, Porter's going to do a great job in Norman. And again, he's a Final Four coach with great pedigree. And this league, no surprise, always has that level of coach with Bob Huggins, Bill Self, now Scott Drew winning a national title. It's a fun league with great players, but also great coaches.
So just overall, what is your perception of the Big 12 conference? How would you rank them against some of the other conferences in the country?
Well, analytically, if you go by strictly the numbers, the last 8 years, the Big 12 has either been number one or number two in strength of conference when the season's all said and done. And, of course, the cherry on top of the hot fudge sundae this past year is that Baylor added another national championship to the league. That hadn't been done since 08 when Bill Self's team won it. So I think the perception around college basketball is that the Big 12 is one of the two best conferences in the country. And one of the reasons it is because of the location of the schools, you don't attract, every now and then you get a Trae Young or a Kevin Durant or an Andrew Wiggins, a one and done guy. But by and large, the league is made up of, you know, 3 and 4 year guys who developing really good players, some go on to the NBA. So the competition level in the Big 12, the arenas are tough to play in. When you go on the road, it's a great basketball league for all the reasons I've mentioned.
You know, just a moment ago, you were talking about the coaching carousel, a movement. It's inevitable in college basketball. But what about continuity when we talk about the Oklahoma State Cowboys? Obviously, yeah. They're bringing back everybody, what, a league best, 81% of its returning minutes.
Yeah, now the only problem is they lose the number one pick in the NBA draft, Kate Cunningham.
Okay.
But to your point, everybody else comes back. And this young team last year got lots of experience. And by the way, they have a young basketball coach by the name of Mike Boynton, who I watched play in high school. And you may remember that when Illinois went and stole Brad Underwood away from the Cowboys, Mike was elevated with no head coaching experience.
Yep.
You know, at that level, and in 5 years, he's really transformed the Cowboys, and they're an exciting team. You and I both know about the Bedlam and Stillwater and Norman and that rivalry, and you know, it's great for the Big 12. And Mike Boynton is a rising star with a good team. They're going to have a good group of, I would say, experienced young players, because he's got mostly sophomores and freshmen.
Fran, I love Gallagher Iber Arena. That's a shooter's gym, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. Now, I think it got a little too big for me. You know, you remember when it was only 6,500, and now they've doubled the size.
Yeah.
And not quite the same level of intensity that the old place had when you had to shoehorn those 6,500 people in there. And by the way, they were not rooting for Crimson and Cream.
Right. Hey, Fran Franchella is with us, ESPN college basketball analyst. We love him, watching him on the network. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Fran Franchella. And so, Fran, talk to me about, we got the NIT season tip-off tournament. It's going to be coming up November 24th and 26th. You get to travel to the coolest places. I mean, you're just be hanging out at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn,
yeah.
New York. What are some of the teams that are going to be featured there? Talk to me.
Well, it's a blast. I'll tell you, you know, we talked about this earlier, that as we transition from the NFL and college football, we got a lot of football left, obviously. The start of the basketball season with holiday tournaments, Maui Invitational, and the Battle for Atlantis. The NIT is really cool because of the history. And going to New York at Thanksgiving, Macy's Day Parade, you know, the chills in the air. It's basketball season. And this year, I'm watching Virginia Tech practice right now. They're going to be in it. They've got a team that went to the NCAA tournament last year. But how about this? Penny Hardaway gets and Little Penny. I've been assured Little Penny's coming with him. He brings the Memphis Tigers to New York, and they are loaded. Five-star players up and down his lineup. He's got NBA guys eventually on that roster. And so they're going to be in New York with them. Iowa State out of the Big 12 will be there, as well as Xavier from the Big East. So a great holiday tournament in Brooklyn, a place I grew up, by the way, so I know it well. I know all the, you know, the greasy spoon diners.
Yeah.
For sure. You want a slice of pizza, I'm the guy to call, you know. But it's going to be fun going back there, especially because we're going to have a lot of excitement. But to see Penny Hardaway on the sideline coaching after being one of the NBA's great players of all time is kind of cool.
Well, you know, when we think of Memphis, top 15 team in most polls, and this year, Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown, he's going to serve as an assistant to Penny Hardaway. I mean, okay, how old is Larry? I mean, retirement.
Yeah, he's in it.
What's that?
He's in his age. Well, I think he's over 80, but he's going on 15. He's going on 15, so he's okay.
How cool is that? Talk to me about what a legend.
It's great. It really is. And you know, sometimes I think when you're a coach, it's important to have smart people around you, you know, sometimes smarter than you. Not that Penny isn't a terrific coach. He's winning, you know, well over 60% of his games, and he's on his way to a great career. But to get a Hall of Fame coach like Larry Brown, who has won, you ready for this? And he's the only coach in history to win an NBA title and a college NCAA title.
Man.
So, yes, that helps. But you know who else is on his staff? And I don't know if he's in charge of technical fouls or not, but Rasheed Wallace is now on the Memphis Tigers staff. So we're going to have to be careful and keep an eye on Rasheed on that bench because we don't want him to get any technicals as an assistant coach because we know it. He got enough of them in the NBA.
That's a formidable lineup. Hey, the countdown is on to the start of the college basketball season. Franny, listen to me. I got to ask you, when I'm in New York, what is your go-to restaurant? Come on, help me out.
Well, that's a good one. If you want good Italian
food,
you got to bring at least four people with you because it's family style.
Sure.
But Carmine's.
Okay.
There's a Carmine's in the Theater District, and there's one up on 89th on the Upper West Side. So that's my go-to for good Italian food. If you want good pizza, John's of Bleecker Street down in Greenwich Village. That's another favorite of mine.
Okay, good stuff. Fran, listen, thank you so much for carving out time. We look forward to watching you on the broadcast and the NIT season. Of course, tip-off tournament is November 24th through the 26th. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Big E. It's great talking to you.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way. Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Always love to connect with our audience. Many different ways to make that happen. Of course, we are live on Twitter at eRadio Sports Info, eRadioSports.com, podcast arena.com, twice is nice, and we've got an incredible lineup. You can go back and listen to each and every one of our guests, and we make it so easy. You can download our app, Sports Map Radio, for the very best in sports programming. And our good friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know what? They specialize in keeping your car on the road, and I'm not sure how much life is left in your battery, but you know what? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Their professional parts people will test your battery for free. If it does need to be replaced, they will help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstart batteries are built to even handle the toughest conditions. Stop by a local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Always excited for some NFL news and notes. And we are thrilled to welcome our next guest. You know what? He's a former NFL player. And super excited to talk about his new business that hopes to eliminate the biases in sports hiring. Has created diversity in the NFL by launching the first African-American-owned sports firm in a bold move to curtail implicit biases in the collegiate and the professional hiring practices. The great James Hasty is with us for the first time at Sports Map Radio. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Alyssa. Thanks for having us on today.
We're excited to have you on, and we're going to make this, let's have a little fun to start things off. I mean, we are at the midpoint of the NFL season. Can you give us a quick hit? I mean, how do you think the season has played out so far? I mean, you're in Dallas, Texas. You got to be a Cowboy fan. Come on, James.
Well, I'm absolutely a homer. I'm right. I'm rooting for the Cowboys. It's good to see that they're on track.
Yeah.
They've got the defense creating turnovers, and the offense is very, very potent right now, throwing the ball and running the ball as well. So, I like what I'm seeing with the Dallas Cowboys right now.
It's super exciting. Are there some teams that have kind of exceeded your expectations? My sons, actually, they're Cardinal fans. I mean, who knew that they were going to just, really stride out this season?
No one expected it at all. I'm pleasantly surprised. One of the young men that I coached in high school, and I like to think we still talk quite often here today, and every so often. His name is Buda Baker. Very fantastic person, outstanding football player. So I'm extremely excited to see how they're playing right now, and let's hope that they can keep this winning streak going.
You are listening to The Voice. James Hasty is joining us at Sports Map Radio Network. Former NFL player, has launched the first African-American-owned sports search firm. It is titled NNJ, and we are super excited to hear all about it. So kind of tell us about perhaps the inspiration, the genesis, how this all came together.
It just came from having the experience of as a player and as a coach and using analytics in my career as well as in my coaching experience. We were fortunate enough in high school to end a school's 9-year winning streak. And part of that, in large part, was due to the fact that I had taught the kids the value of analytics. And that's essentially what we did here in this case. Is I grew tired, like many of us out there in the sports world, of seeing how the hiring practices are continually ongoing. And I sat down and started writing out a formula that I thought included certain variables that many people may think about or may not think about, like wins and losses and things of that sort, that really are a factor as far as coaches are concerned. And it's across the board when it comes to sports, right? Wins and losses are everything. But within those wins and losses, there's certain elements, like, is it the offense that's winning? Is it the defense? Are they both complementing one another? There's ways through analytics that we can break down several areas of the game, and we can pull those variables together and create a formula. And that's essentially what we did here. The added piece to the quantitative tool, which is the variables that created the algorithm, were the human element side of this, where we actually are talking to administrators or we're talking to owners and we're asking them specifically what it is they're looking for. And we're not being reactive to how the interviews have been conducted. We're being proactive, and we're asking those decision makers before we interview, bring those folks in to interview, hey, what are you looking for in a coach? And then what we're able to do with our tool, we're able to build a scoring system based off what the administrators or owners are saying is important. And then we are able to then take that measurement and go out and identify folks through interviews that we would conduct with candidates and find those that closely match what those owners or administrators are looking for. So now ultimately they're getting the actual person that fits exactly to a T what they're looking for.
You know, James, you break it all down. You tell us about, you know, the evaluation process, determining who is the best fit. And that's the bottom line. The ultimate goal is to create a fair process when you're hiring coaches and you're analyzing candidates, correct?
Correct. We're analyzing their on-field performance. We're not just looking at their pro career. We're going all the way back to if they coached high school. We're looking at every level of their coaching. And then what we're doing is we're saying, let's engage these decision makers. Let's stop assuming, which many of the search firms now don't have the capability of knowing and understanding the games that they're searching for candidates. Let's go ahead and get the feedback directly from those decision makers, what they want as far as someone when it comes to representing their organization. And then let's go out based on our tools and let's go get those folks that come as close as possible. And this is not based on race. This is strictly based on the quantitative side, which is the past history of coaching. And it's how best they fit those criteria that those owners or administrators have decided they deem important. And whoever that candidate is, that's the best candidate for that organization. And race is not a factor in this case.
So what criteria do owners view as the most important?
There's things like leadership. There's things like understanding the culture of their organization. They deem things like knowing what, you know, their roster, how their roster is composed. They want to know what their playbook, what's involved with their playbook. They want to know what their schedule is going to be from day one to the last day of the season. So you need to sit down and you need to interview those coaches, I'm sorry, those administrators or owners, and find out what is exactly all of those elements. Is it leadership? Is it strategy? What elements or components do those owners feel? And this is collaborative, so it varies for each organization, and it can change from year to year, right? Because the roster turns over and you've got a whole new team. So you have to find out from that owner what it is they're looking for, and then you can best serve them by finding out what they want and then go and finding those people.
Former NFL player, we are up against the clock. I wish we could go so much longer. James Hasty, we will extend this invitation again. He has been our very special guest and has just launched the new search firm that aims to level the playing field for coaching and front office job candidates, regardless of race, gender, nepotism, and other factors. You're doing an amazing job. James, let's connect again here in the next couple of months, and we will extend this interview.
Great, and I just ask folks to go onto our website, NNJ Consult. That's ENEJEConsult.com, and we're ready to go. So feel free to reach out to us. Okay?
Sounds great. Continued success. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Much more coming your way.
Take care.
Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the SportsMap Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour one, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. As always, we like to pause and say thank you for allowing us to be a part of your weekend. You can join us every Saturday, 10 to 12 Eastern Time. And as always, you know what? If you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They make it so easy, they'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly, O'ReillyAuto.com. We always look forward to our next segment as we are ready to talk some PGA news and notes. However, we're going to digress just a bit this week. We're going to start off our conversation with some college golf coverage and recap the East Lake Cup that took place this week in Atlanta, Georgia. I was actually there taking it all in and cheering on my wonderful son, Stephen Campbell Jr., who does play for the University of Oklahoma. So excited to welcome in our next guest, get his thoughts on this big week, and that is former PGA pro and prolific author, Larry Miller. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, everybody. Boy, I don't know about where you are right now, but it's cool here in New Orleans. It's wonderful. Golf weather is optimum at the moment.
Fall golf is always my favorite time of the year. So let's reflect on just this amazing week in Atlanta, Georgia. What stood out the most about the Sooners' performance at East Lake Cup this past week? They won the championship.
Yes, they did. And I think it's a, well, first of all, it's a tribute to Coach Ryan Hibble and his assistant, Bill Alcorn, and who seem to, they're doing the Nick Saban deal. You know, they're assembling these great teams every year, and they just keep, they keep refueling and retooling every year. And they're just doing just an amazing job with these young guys. And now let's talk about the young guys themselves. I mean, what a great bunch of players, great bunch of gentlemen. I love watching the way they handle themselves, not just the way they played, which was phenomenal. Not just that, but the way they handle themselves. And once again, it's a reflection on the coaches, on the mentoring that they receive. But I just, and you can see how it goes hand in hand, that, that good people in athletics, who was it, Lou Holtz said, somebody said, what is it, nice guys finish last? I mean, whatever it was. Nice guys finish first, right? And so anyway, these guys, you know, they're all super players, and from event to event, you just never know who's gonna shine and come to the forefront. You know, like one week it's Chris Goddard, the next week it's Logan, next week it's Stephen Campbell, and I mean on and on. And they just have a group of guys that can, any of them can catch fire at any moment and just dominate. So it's no wonder that they're having the success that they're having, and it was fun to watch. They hit some great clutch shots. You know, even Stephen Campbell lost one down on 18, but I'm telling you, he hit some of the greatest pressure clutch shots coming down the stretch. He just happened to play against a guy that got a hot hand and made a bunch of birdies on the back nine. But it was a great match, and with great shots on both sides.
We are so glad you're with us on this Saturday morning, SportsMap Radio Network, Hour 1. You bet you are listening to the familiar voice that is former PGA pro author Larry Miller, who is with us this morning. You know, you highlight the incredible seniors that this Oklahoma roster has, Logan McAllister and Chris Goddard. And it is a team that does have a lot of depth. It's interesting. You know, you never know as you're talking about who can really step up and shine. And it was day two of match play that it was the freshmen that really provided the mojo. Joe and the juice, and they were able to get things done, and it's super cool to watch.
Yeah, and Stephen took down William Mao, is it pronounced right? Mao, and he, an All-American, just one of the great players, and it's funny, Stephen texted me, he says, well, that was a nice win. I took down one of the country's best players, and I said, Stephen, you mean like you? You know? I said, yeah, and because Stephen is proving it from event to event this year. He's proving the kind of game he's got, and it's complete. So can't wait for the next series of events and tournaments, and and not only that, but the next couple of years to come.
You know, in the game of golf, there's so many highs and lows, lots of twists and turns. And on the flight back from Atlanta, I was just kind of reflecting on Stephen's journey. And, you know, Larry, it was literally this time last year, I was out there with Stephen in South Carolina at the Azalea Amateur Tournament. I believe he finished dead last. He was completely lost. He was trying to figure out his game. Just, you know, look at him now and just being, you know, an important player on this wonderful Oklahoma team and roster.
Yes, he's developed quite a bit in the last year or two, and the work that we've done with his golf swing, he's been able to implement.
Yeah.
He's very, very good at quickly being able to adjust and implement what you're trying to teach him and show him, and that's a special attribute, because not everybody has that. They might cognitively understand what you're saying, but to do it right away and to be able to do it on the fly and adjust is pretty rare. He's got that ability, and I think it's one reason that's contributed to his rapid development.
So Oklahoma, they finish up their fall schedule, and this has got to give them a big-time boost. I mean, they really took care of business in the fall. Of course, you mentioned earlier, they beat the reigning national champion in Pepperdine, and that is a roster that is loaded with incredibly talented players. William Mao, I got to see him up close and personal going one-on-one against Stephen. That's got to give them just a lot of confidence as they segue into the spring season, and we're going to blink, it's going to be here. They got to be ready and work hard in this downtime.
Well, they're probably in the gym right now, and then after that, they're they have to eat lunch first, and then after that, they'll be in the practice team. But, William Mao from Pepperdine. But, no, they work hard, they train hard, they practice. They work on every facet of the game, and that's another thing that the coaches there have done. Is build complete players, not just one dimensional, but these guys, from I know Ryan Hibble is a short game wizard and has shown those boys a lot about the short game. They're both experienced, good players, and so they know what works, and then on top of that, they have to take these different personalities and get them to mesh together and work as a team. And you can see the love on that team between those teammates.
Absolutely.
That presentation, they were all arm in arm.
Yes.
And it wasn't just for the camera. It's genuine that they love each other. It's just a great dynamic that they have going on right now there.
You know, I had to hustle. I had to leave on 16 to catch my flight, and I wasn't there to watch the post-round interviews and the celebration. But, viewing it on TV, it was tangible. These guys are like brothers. They all love each other. And, also, as we just reflect on Oklahoma, I know we're focusing a lot on them, but, they did win Eastlake. So what's been remarkable is OU lost its three best players from last season. When we talk about Quade and Garrett Reban and Jonathan Brightwell, and it just, continues to prove that this is a program that has a lot of depth and just an incredible resiliency. Yes, you tip your hat to Ryan Hibble. So I guess my question to you is, Larry, what is the key? What is the criteria on building a championship team? How do you go about doing it year in and year out? You point out Nick Saban. He's obviously has got that secret sauce and the formula for success.
Yep. And well, the first part of it is finding the talent and being able to spot the talent and notice it and get the interest of the people that you have scouted and that you know are talented. And once you've got some talented players, okay, now your next step now is motivation and teaching them the ropes, how it works. I know my first year on tour, I was a lost soul. I mean, you don't know what hotels to stay in. You don't know anything about the golf courses.
Yep.
Everything is new. You have to learn it. And same thing when you get to a college golf team. It's all new. So you have to be able to make these guys comfortable with their new environment. That's another part of it. And then you have to motivate the guys and get the best out of them. And that's a special talent. And I think that's one of Nick Saban's great attributes, his motivational skills. He's a great recruiter, of course. But once you start winning, now all of a sudden the good players want to come to you, and you don't have to search as hard once you start winning everything. But first of all, finding the talent, mentoring them on how to make adjustments, and then motivating the team, and then getting them to play as a team, even though they're individuals playing the golf course. They have to pull for one another. you know, very visibly, so that each player knows that the other guys are pulling for him. There's a lot of power in that. There's strength in numbers, you know, and so you get a bunch of guys in the same path and motivated the same way, and that they know that they're all talented. And, boy, they just want to play for each other. You could see it.
You could see
in Stephen's interview after he took down William Mao,
yes,
on the Golf Channel, you could see the first thing Stephen said just about was, I got to go cheer on my teammates.
Absolutely.
How nice is that? You know,
I thought he displayed incredible humility in that interview. It just made me so proud listening to him, because he wanted to pivot and he wanted to get out there and cheer on the guys. And that's probably one of his strengths. I mean, he is a total team guy. Hey, listen, former PGA pro, the great Larry Miller is with us each and every week at Sports Map Radio Network. You've talked a lot, Larry, this morning about motivation. Well, you know what? Revenge is a great motivator, and advancing to the championship, that was huge. And obviously taking care of business against the reigning national champion in Pepperdine that beat them last year at Great Hawk Country Club. So let's talk about country clubs. Have you ever had a chance to play East Lake? I mean, what a just beautiful layout, an incredible course, a historic course. And I'm thinking, I'm on hallowed grounds, you know, here where Bobby Jones was rocking.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the places I have not played. I've played most of the great golf courses. I have not played East Lake, but I've heard so much about it through the years and, of course, watched it in the Tour Championship. So I felt like I know the golf course from all that, even though I haven't played it. And then watching this event here, the East Lake Cup, this past week, get to learn it a little bit more. Some great golf holes on that golf course. And, it's really great for a match play like that, because coming down the stretch, you've got those difficult holes, 15, the par 3. You know, it's over 200 yards over water. I mean, it's just a
we saw a lot of balls go in the water.
Yeah, and that's one of the greatest pressure clutch shots that Stephen hit in that match, was that he was one down going to that hole, and his opponent missed the green with a very difficult pitch shot. Looked like he was certain to make bogey. So Stephen had to hit that green, which is really hard to do. And with all that pressure on him, he just striped it right in the middle of the green. I thought that was just a fantastic pressure clutch shot, and I told him so.
Our PGA News and Notes continues with Larry Miller after this quick break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour one, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Right now, we're going to rejoin former PGA pro Larry Miller. You know, Larry, a couple weeks back, we had talked about the youth movement we are seeing on the PGA Tour. And I will just say from my experience, watching so many of these amazing players from these programs, it's easy to understand why they are so prepared and mature by the time they get to the Korn Ferry Tour or they take their game to the next level. Obviously, we've seen that with Matthew Wolf and even Victor Hovland. I mean, just how quickly these guys have ascended.
Yeah, and you know, and having said that, with all these hundreds of great college players, ultimately, when you get down to it, you end up with only a handful of elite players on the PGA Tour. I don't mean just, you know, successful moneymakers, but I mean elite players out of all those people. So you wonder what makes the difference, what separates it. And it just so happens I'm working on my new book right now called The Seven Traits of Stardom.
Okay.
And it's all about the common denominators that elite players display, not just in golf, but in business and in life and anything. It's common denominators of elite performers. And one of the things, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that. Talent, of course, you know, you have to have circumstances, you have to have mentors, you have to have coaches. You know, you have to have the right emotional makeup, which is a big thing, really big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that enables you to handle pressure, like Stephen did on 15 there. And then, you know, then it comes down to another factor, which is golfing intelligence, I call it. And what that is, it's that certain players know how to navigate a golf course and get the lowest score out of their game no matter how they're striking the ball. They sort of have, if you will, quote-unquote, a nose for the hole. You know, they have an instinct for getting the ball in the hole. And it's from the shoulders up. And that's a big part of what makes the difference sometimes between an elite player and just a really good player. So it does involve a lot of factors, but right now on the PGA Tour, the level of talent of the young players, I think you're going to start seeing, instead of four or five dominant players, I think you're going to start seeing 10 and 15 because there's just so many of them.
Well, it's incredible. These guys are prepared. They're professional at such a young age. And you know what else, Larry? As we wrap up our interview, they're fearless, right?
Fearless. They play with freedom, no fear, and confidence. And that's what the great players do. And, hey, that's what my wife, Connie, did. She made a whole...
Oh, that's right. We got to talk about Connie. What a great week. Okay, we got 30 seconds. Tell me about Connie.
Okay. She's been playing 40 years.
Okay, yes. In, 1981, right?
Yep. And she's played in 15 USGA tournaments. She's been runner-up in four state amateurs.
Okay,
and has won 15 club championships and never made a hole-in-one until last week. She made one in Florida.
Yeah.
And she was so excited, and I was so excited for her.
Oh, that is incredible. Larry, our time is up, so we look forward to our conversation next week and enjoy the PGA coverage this weekend. You are simply the best. Thank you, Larry.
Well, okay. Have a great week, everybody.
Absolutely. Stick around. Hey, much more coming your way. Hour 2 is coming up next at Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back with the fastest 2 hours in radio.